New Tribes debunks inaccurate reports. A military devotional enters its second tour of duty, and seed planting continues in Western Europe. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. Topping the news, recent media reports say Venezuela expelled New Tribes missionaries for spying. However, New Tribes' Nita Zelenak debunks those stories as inaccurate.
On February the 12th, that was the deadline that our missionaries had to be out of the tribal locations in Venezuela, but not out of the country itself. At this point, there's a lot of just waiting and seeing because of no access with the tribal groups. What we're doing now is pursuing all legal means that we can for the case that's before the Supreme Court in Venezuela, and we're waiting for their decision on whether or not they will annul the order that required that our missionaries leave the tribal location.
In some locations where the projects were just beginning, Zelenak says,
basically it's just stopped everything because there are no believers at that point. The missionaries were learning language and culture and hadn't reached the point of even being able to teach. So those were probably the hardest locations for our missionaries that had to move out because in some cases, the language ability was so limited that there wasn't even a clear understanding of why the missionaries were leaving.
Next, Gospel for Asia is concerned about the attacks against Christians in India, which have multiplied immensely in the recent weeks and months. GFA's president, K.P. Ohanan, reports that their leaders on the mission field say that persecution has become such a regular, daily event that they now report only the worst cases. Christians face more persecution now than at any other time in history. Continue in faithful prayer for our brothers and sisters who face daily persecution. You're listening to Mission Network News. Keeping up the morale of the U.S. Armed Forces is key to their longevity overseas. Bible Pathway Ministries' Karen Hawkins says it's a long haul for many of the soldiers, and they're responding to the need with a special military edition of Bible Pathway.
Yesterday we got emailed directly from a sailor from his ship. I was told this morning that our mailbox is full of individual requests coming in from deployed military. So we're really excited about it. In fact, since this is just about gone, we're stepping out in faith and we're going to print 10,000 more at our own expense to provide for our troops.
Bible Pathway is a daily devotional designed to take the reader through the Bible in 1 year. Hawkins details how the project got started.
The whole printing came about because a chaplain in Iraq who's now back in the States had requested some books from us. He said that all of the chaplains in his base were trying to encourage the men and women to be in the Word every day because they're in a very dangerous situation and they need that protection.
Meanwhile, in Ghana, West Africa, God's doing some exciting things through Oasis International Ministries. The training center offers Bible courses, seminars, and vocational training to build up leaders for the church. Pastor Ambrose Brennan with Oasis spoke to us from Ghana about the impact of their work.
Especially in the church communities, I think a lot of the local pastors are seeing that some of the students here that have got some of the Bible training and leadership training, they're able to use them more as far as evangelism and just helping in the local church.
As lives are changed, churches strengthened, and communities affected, Brennan says prayer is key.
Pray for God's direction because as a school, you know, we want to stay right in the heart of God. And so we try to implement things, but we're always careful that we're just really looking to the Lord for the right direction and that we accomplish the plan and purpose that he has for us right here.
And reaching Europe with the gospel can be a challenge because it's a message familiar to the people. However, because of that, many don't understand the nature of personal relationship with Christ. The Anglican Church in the United Kingdom is addressing this by partnering with the Book of Hope. Most schools are still requiring religious education classes as part of their curriculum. So pray for Great Britain's youth that as God's word goes forth, seeds will fall on fertile soil. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. It's Black History Month in the U.S. Buckner Orphan Care's Shoes for Orphan Souls is making available the CD, Spirituals, Songs of the Soul, featuring Larnell Harris, Marilyn McCoo, and others. Now, these songs may stir your soul to reach out to the oppressed, like innocent orphans around the world. So get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.